like is a dark, means like, why don't you like this drosha? Piurazu, Sheshon the Rebbe, that the Rebbe teaches us, that loitoichlu bebosa becholov hakosu medaber. When the Pasuk says loitoichlu, it's talking about bebosa becholov. That's the limud that it's also teed, bebosa becholov. So Rashi says, this is the Pasuk, that the Rabbi Yochanan is back, is it's so bad to you in your eyes, this Mishnah that Rebbe taught us, that the Pasuk is talking about bebosa becholov. Rashi says, "Does like toichlu yisayra deshir berei anochi gabi psulei hamikdashim." In Parshas Rei, it says by psulei hamikdashim at the korban that became posel, and afterwards you poider it. Sheniftu you poider it. The pasuk says, "Rak hadam like toichlu, you can't eat the blood of it." Alor teshmichenu kamayim. But the Ksiva says again, "Like toichlenu lemanita v'lecho." The question is, what does "les like toichlenu" mean? Rashi says, Ladam, let's say not to eat the blood, we don't need it, because the Pasuk said already. So, Rebbe says this extra word of Loi Teichlenu means you're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholav. That's the limit for Basa B'cholav. Gemara says, Atoema, you want to say, B'Basa B'cholav, because the Pasuk is talking about Basa B'cholav, or Yeni, maybe not that way, Ela B'yechod Mikolei Surin Shabbatayra. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about different Issa. How do we know to say it's talking about Basa B'cholav? Someone says, yes, Amarta, I'll tell you, say veloma, come and learn out, mi yud gimel midos, that Torah addresses them. Learn out from the yud gimel midos, that the Torah addresses them. This is one of the drushes, how we dash in the Torah. There were David halomed min yonoi, something learn out from its place, from its inyo, what we're talking about. So let's see, what are we talking about over here? But ma akosim medab, what is the pasuk talking about? Psuli hamikdoshim, that's bishnei minim. That's two minim. In other words, psula mekdoshim itself, it means a korban that became posel, and then you redeem it, you poider it. So Rashi says, shenei minimim, it itself has two halachas now. First of all, it's muta v'achila like chulim, like a regular animal, but it's still lost the begizah v'avoida. And now that I do any work with it, you can't shear off the wool. So you see, this psula mekdoshim has like two dinim, it has a din chulim on it, and a mix of din kedusha on it. So it's called like shnei minim, is afkan, when the pasuk says next to loy toichlenu, it means not to eat something of two minim. The wife is shnei minim. What are the two minim? It means basa b'cholov. That you're not allowed, if you cook up basa b'cholov, it's also to eat it. So Mara says, imehi, if you learn out from this pasuk here, having been, I would have thought to say, hani mili b'achila. It's only also b'achila. Abo b'ano loy, but maybe b'ano, it's muta. Kamash malon. That's why I need the extra pasuk to say it's even also b'hano. But this is the Rosh Lakish's answer. That from this drasha of Rebbe, true, I would know that basa b'cholav is also b'achila. But I would not know that it's also b'hano. Therefore, Rosh Lakish says, I have to learn out from a Korban Pesach that over there, if you cook up the Korban Pesach, it remains also b'hano. Because it's a Korban. And the only way you have right to eat it, only if you roast it. But if you cook it, there's no right to eat it, so it remains with the Yisra no of Kochim. Therefore, that's why I need the limud of Basa B'chola from Korban Pesach. The teacher is also by Korban Pesach, it's also Bano. Here also, it's also Bano. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rosh Lakish, why he doesn't use Rebbe's Jerusha. Rebbe's Jerusha is the teacher, it's also B'chila. And the Yisra no learn out from the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara's question is, so the Rebbe, according to Rebbe himself, B'hano minoli, how does Rebbe know to say it's also Bano? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Nafkalei mehoch, it learns out from over here. That Ne'emah kind of says over here by Basa B'cholav ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem v'Ne'emah lahalan v'layiya Kodesh b'vnei Yisrael. Says it shouldn't be like an Issa Zayna, there shouldn't be any Zayna's Nus by b'nei Yisrael. So Ma lahalan b'hano, something about b'hano, like Biya Rashi says, is Hano. Rashi says Hanohi is Afkan here, so the Pasuk says ki Am Kodesh Atal, you have to be Yisr of Basa B'cholav is Afkan here also b'hano. Meaning to say that if you cook up Basa B'cholav, not only is it also b'achila, but it's also b'hano. Now, Devei Rebbe Lozaton, he learns, the Pasuk says, Le'soich lo kol nevelo. So Amr Torah, the Torah says, Kishetem chrenu, when you want to sell a nevelo, like in this Pasuk it says you shouldn't eat a nevelo, but you have to sell it to a goy, and at the end of the Pasuk it says, Le'sovashol gidi b'chaleiv imoy. So he dashes like this. The Tosuk says, this lav of Nevelo, even though you're allowed to sell it to a guy, but lo tefashlenu b'tehem temachrenu, you're not allowed to first cook it up with milk and then sell it to a guy. Why not? because if you first cook it up with milk, you make an issa basa b'cholav, and it become asa b'ano. That's the right that basa b'cholav is even asa b'ano. Then it would be asa even to sell it to a guy. The very Rabbi Yishmael, tell the Rabbi Yishmael like this. It says, Lo yisavasho gedi b'chalev imoi gimopom. It says three times in the Torah. In Shemais twice, and then in the Dvarim once. It says, you're not going to cook up a gedi, a kid, with his mother's milk that's basa b'cholav. So why does the Torah say it three times for? Say darshin echod liyisar achilo, tosat idit, v'yechod liyisar ano, tosat bano, v'yechod liyisar bishol, just for cooking it up, even though you don't need it, it's also your overlap for cooking basa b'cholof. Now, Tani, we learned, isi ben yuduay mer, minayin basa b'cholof shosa, how do we know to say basa b'cholof is also? Shnei makan, it says over here, ki yam kodesh ato, So just to go over there by tray for tosa teat, is afkan here also, if you cook up bosa b'cholav, it's tosa b'achila. That's the way Isi ben Yudah learns. Now, v'yein liyelo b'achila, from this halacha of am kodesh only went out from tray for tosa b'achila. Pahano minayin, how do we know to say bosa b'cholav is even osa b'ano? So he says, Amat Artei Kal B'choyma, Oma Olo, Madach Olo, Peiris that grow the first 3 years of the tree. Shlenev de Baveri, did not do any Avera, you're allowed to plant a tree. There's only a loch of the first 3 years, he can't eat from its fruit. So he didn't do any Avera by planting it. Still it's also Bano, if so Bosa B'cholov, when you cook milk and meat together, the Shlenev de Baveri did an Avera, Einodin isn't the sword to say, Shosa Bano should be also Bano also. That's why no one has svaro that basa b'cholav is also bano. Svaro says no. Mali olo, all is different. Shekhen lehoysel shas hakosha. Olo never had a time that it was muta. But the first 3 years, as soon as you plant the tree, right away it's also. So that's why it's a chomadikisa that's even also bano. Mashenkin basa b'cholav, before you cooked it up, each one was muta by itself. So maybe even though you cook it up, it's only yosav achila, not bano. Svaro says no. I tell you, chomse pesach yechiyach. That chometz and Pesach shows l'shasa kosha, like before Pesach you were allowed to eat chometz, and still v'yosa b'ano, it's osa b'ano. Like before Pesach you were allowed to eat chometz, and still chometz and Pesach is osa b'ano. So Moshe says, no, I tell you, malo chometz and Pesach. There's something special about chometz and Pesach. Shekein onus chorus. That if you eat chometz and Pesach, you chayiv chorus. Maybe that's why it's osa b'ano. Ma'ashenkin bosa b'cholav, you're not chayiv koros, maybe it's not osa b'ano. So Moshe says, listen, klayi kerem yuchiyach. If you plant klayim in the kerem in the vineyard, shenoin is koros, there's no issa koros if you eat it or you plant it, still be osa b'ano, there's nisra no, it's osa b'ano. So kids, that's how I know that bosa b'cholav is osa b'ano. So Moshe says, lo mali gzera shavur, I have to have gzera shavur for, let me learn out everything from Orlo. Like we said before, Orlo, the tree, the first 3 years, you did not do an Avera by planting it. Still, Asura, Bein Bechila, Bein Bano, it's also both ways. If so, Bosa Becholov, Shenevda by Avera, Einodin, Shosa, Bein Bechila, Bein Bano, isn't the Torah to say that Bosa Becholov should be also both Bechila and Bano? Mor says no. Mishum diklu mem, you could say choyrish peshor vechamor vechoysim pipor vedash po yechiach. These things will prove it. Shenev de bohem aveiru. We did an aveiru here. You're not allowed to plant or plow your fields with a shor and a chamor together. You're not allowed to work with your pipor when you muzzle it. Thrush it. Still, what peshor? What comes out of it is mutabano. So. So that's why you cannot have some from Kavachoyim and from Orlo. Because even though it's not the boy, because even though I see things that are never the Bazeiro, so it's Mutabano. Therefore I can't stand learning out some Kavachoyim and from Orlo itself. Therefore I need Xero Shavo to learn out from both. Now the Gemara says, Lo Malilime, what do I have to say? The Klaa Kerem Yechiach, Lema, why don't I say Orlo Techiach? Let's say Orlo itself would be Techiach. Orlo itself does not have a Chiyach chorus. It's also b'ano. What do I have to go to Klai Kerem for? And v'lehed adin, let me go back and learn it out. V'leis, I'll learn out b'mehatzat. I'll learn out from the mehatzat. So Moshe says, Amar Rav Ashi, mishum diklamim, because I could say, nevela techiach, a nevela, an animal dies without a shita. Shasura Bachimasati the Nevelo, Wateras Banot, Mutabano. Maybe you're also Bosal Cholov, even though it's also Bachila, maybe it's Mutabano. So therefore I have to learn out from other ways. Oh Malaira Mordechai Ravashi, Hochi Yarmina Mishmaid Rosh Lakish, we said the name of Rosh Lakish, that Kol Mehatzad, anytime you're learning out from the Mehatzad, Megufo Pachinon, you can only ask the kasha from the Mehatzad itself, but Me'al Moloi Pachinon, you can't ask questions from other places. From other places, you can't ask the kasha from the Mehatzad. But the Mori Hochi, if so, Tasty the Matzah, learn out from the Mehatzad itself. From Ola, say it's Asa Bano, so say the same thing that Bosn Hol is also Asa Bano. Vishram Dikla Mifroch, Mala Tara Shabashabim, Shkain Gadule Kaka, that no Ola and Klai Kerma Bos Gadule Kaka, that's why maybe it's Asa Bano. Ma Shrinkin Bosn Hol is not Gadule Kaka, I don't know it's Asa Bano. That's why I need a special Gzera Shova. The Yochi, you saw Ashtanami, now also Igla Mifroch, this same question, Igla Mifroch, Mala Klai Kerma Shkain Gadule Kaka. So just like all is Gdule Karko, Klai Kerem also is Gdule Karko. So I can't learn out to Bosa B'cholof. So, Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hoch Yamina Mishmei to Rosh Lakish. This is what it's meant to say over the name of Rosh Lakish. That Kol Mehatzad, anytime you have a Lima of a Mehatzad, Pachina Koldehu. You could ask a small question on it. That Lo Yimamat Pekal B'chol Mepachina Koldehu. So Ashi says like this. That he have he had the dinah, who would have learned it out? For Yossi with the Mehatzad, have a Pachina Kodu, then he can ask a small question. Avul Hashtana, the Yossi Miklayim, the Ato Bo Lohoshiv. You want to ask a question of Klayim, Loyim Amato Beklayim, the Lekarko, ain't Zu Tshuva, that's not a Tshuva. The Kula Vachumra Pachinan, Emonaswich, Lumakula Yeshkol Hoshiv, Loyim Amato Bezesh, Ken Yeshpatzad Kal. But now you're learning out of Chumrah, on this you can't ask the question. So that's where Shlokas said over, that on a Mehatzad you can ask the question, on a small question. But the matter of a Kavachoyma Pachinon, on a Kavachoyma you can ask a good question. But Kodu Loy Pachinon, a small question you can't ask on a Kavachoyma. Now, Mr. Lifrach, Lakula, still ask the question all these Limudim. Ma Lakula Shkandula Kaka. I call upon him, how is why you learning out that Bos Mechol was also Bano? Either from Klai Kerma from Olo, but both of them are Gdule Karka. So how can I learn out Bos Mechol from these two? Tzmur says true, Elo Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hochi Yarmina Mishmeret Rosh Lakish. This will always said over in the name of Rosh Lakish. That Chodah Me Chodah, one from one, Kula V'chudah Pachinon. Called to any small question.